This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, our new game, well, your new game, is where we just get the American phone book, phone people up, and ask their name.
That's
revolutionary.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we found a...
I need a beaver.
We've got some brilliant names today for you. It's coming next on Radio 1. Even better than a Anita Beaver.
Much better. I'd say, yeah, one of them much, much, much better.
Right, so it's the biannual DJ get-together tonight at Radio 1. Don't say that.
Well, seriously, they must look at the calendar, see when United are playing and when it'll be on the telly, and then arrange to have the DJ dinner.
Will you be having the match on anywhere, like you...
Well, apparently...
...demanded before, last time we had one?
I requested. Apparently there is a telly there, but it's in a different room to where we're having the meal.
Oh, the boss is going to love that, isn't he? So what if I just nip next door?
I'm thinking I might buy a periscope, and then I'll be able to see around the corner from the table and watch the football.
Maybe you could go while our boss is showing us his special DVD that he's promised us tonight.
No, but I can't at that point, because that's he needs the telly to show his DVD.
Oh, I see, yeah. Apparently, while we all have our food... he's going to show us, well, all we know is it's called a special DVD. Let's hope it's the right one. No one wants to see that with their tongue in their chicken breast, do they? Actually, that reminds me of a really good story.
Go on, what?
I don't know, I'm not going to obviously say their names.
Oh, go on.
I can't, because I probably have to work for them again one day.
Okay.
But one of the old radio stations that I used to work for, this is like a while ago, right? Yeah. The boss was showing us a video, as it was back in the day, about the radio station and about all the kind of outdoor events that we did and how we can make them better, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the boss gets called out of the room on a phone call, and we're all just sat in the room still watching the video about the station.
Yeah.
Now, you know on videos, you remember once it's finished, right? Whatever was recorded on the tape before appears gradually, like...
sort of fuzzes, and then the picture sort of moves up.
So we were all treated to one of the boss's home videos, which obviously had been recorded on the tape before, gradually kind of appearing on the screen, him doing it with a head of music.
Where was that again? Sorry? Where was it?
Was it really? It was there, yeah. The best mix of the 80s, 90s, today.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Today I've had a go at your stupid game myself. It's simple. What you do is find a name in the American phone book, call them and ask them their name. It's brilliant. Right, here's one of mine.
Hello.
Hi, I wonder if I could speak to Mrs. Lovina Tipple, please.
I'm sorry, she isn't here. She's at work.
Okay, can I just confirm the name there? Because I've got a message to call. What's her name?
Lovina Nipple.
Sorry?
Lovina Nipple.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Lovina, not Lovina.
Did you like it? I was trying to get her to say Lovina Nipple.
Lovina Nipple.
Now, this is the best one I've done, right?
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking to speak to Mrs. Elise Hanger.
Yes, Elise Wenger. Hi.
Pardon?
You must be a soccer coach. This is Elise Wenger.
Who are you?
Elise Wenger, W-A-N-G-E-R. You've got the right one, though.
And your name is Elise Wanger?
Yes.
That's great. Thanks.
Sure.
Why are you a soccer coach?
I don't know. W-A-N-G-E-R.
Wanger.
Elise Wenger.
Oh dear.
But yours is the crowning moment so far.
I think this is a good one.
This is amazing.
Hello?
Oh, hi, yeah. I wonder if you'd help me. I've got a message here to give somebody called Andy a call.
Randy?
Yeah, it might be. I'm not quite sure if I've got the right house. What's his name?
His name is Randy Fanny that lives here.
Sorry?
Randy Fanny.
Okay, all right, well, I must have the wrong number then.
Yes.
All right, sorry about that, thank you.
That's okay.
Oh my God, we're childish.
Go on.
Randy Fanny.
This is Radio 1. It's gone now.
You may have slightly cocked up here.
Why?
Well, the slogan that you said appears to be the slogan of, I would, at a rough guess, something about 50 radio stations.
Well, that's why I said
country.
It, because, I mean, 80s, 90s and today is a slogan for a lot of radio stations, yeah. So it doesn't really put anybody in a difficult position with the home video
but
story.
But it means every single managing director
of
the radio station.
Will have a lot of explaining
station.
To do to their wife tonight. I love that.
Well done.
All the local radio bosses. It wasn't me, dear.
And you have actually worked at quite a lot of radio stations.
Uh-huh. Think about it.
Well done.
Oh, God.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Melody's in traffic in Leicester, right?
Uh-huh.
In the car next to her, there's a girl laughing. Mm. So she mouths to her, Randy Fanny, and she puts her thumb up and nods. Good job she was listening.
Yeah. Good job because she wasn't listening to the best mix of the 80s, 90s and today.
Randy Fanny, what?
No, I didn't work there.
Now, you know, we do these random acts of kindness now and again where we just generally try and be nice to people. There's a form online that you can fill in. And, you know, if it's someone's having a bit of a hard time recently and they need a bit of cheering up, we just try and put a smile back on their face. Now, loads of people fill in the forms all the time, and we are going to do another one, I think, in the next couple of weeks. However, this one has just arrived from Rachel, who lives in Wisbeach. Now, on the form, it says, who do they want to help? And it says, I would like both my younger sisters killing. How can Scott fix it? I don't really mind how they are killed, as long as they are both out of my hair for a while. Or forever. Claire is 15 and a wannabe chav with a real attitude problem. Joanne is 18 and just a mahoosive pain in the arse who likes to pretend that everyone relies on her. My parents are away on holiday now, so this would be a good time to do it. If I have to put up with them much longer, I fear I will kill them myself. Many thanks, Scott. Love, Rachel. Now, that's not the kind of normal request we're getting for a random act of kindness.
It's quite a harsh one.
Slightly worrying, so let's give Rachel a call. Can't be that bad, surely. It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Very, very harsh.
Hello?
Rachel?
What?
It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Oh, hi.
Are you right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
That's not true, is it?
No, they're driving me crazy. My mum's gone on holiday, and, well, it's just been disaster after disaster.
What is the problem?
Right, well, one of them is Joanne, and she used my food to cook food for her, and then cooks my other sister as well, but not me. Joanne has changed all my internet passwords, and when I finally found out what they were, she had changed them to ha ha ha. So that wasn't very funny. That's not funny at all.
What else?
One of them has also thrown my suitcase of clothes in the pond.
Which one was that?
That was Claire.
Who's Claire?
The little one, the chav.
She's a chav, right?
Yeah, a big chav. When I leave the house, my sister would take the Sky card out, so I can't actually watch the television. And then when she returns home, she will put the Sky card back in so she can watch it. That's not funny, it's not.
I've started to really like your sister.
No,
I think she's hilarious.
Don't like them.
Rachel.
Yeah?
Promise me you will not kill them.
I can't promise that.
No, please say, I am not going to kill my sister.
I can't promise, but I won't kill my sister.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.